Oui, Krishna.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sets the right standard for how should one approach the holy name. In his Sharanagati prayers, he doesn't say that I have been born in a very virtuous family and these are my accolades, and these are my credentials, and thus I became a pure devotee of the Lord. He doesn't say that. Rather, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prays that I have uselessly endeavored again and again to enjoy material life, but at last I have been defeated. And in this old age, after having completely been defeated by the material energy and uselessly wasted by material energy, now I have become completely hopeless. Although I considered my life completely hopeless, he says, a pure devotee of the Lord actually came and showed some rays of hope, which is surrender to Krishna. And for the first time I came to know that Krishna is ready to remove the sinful reactions of one who surrenders to him completely, as is promised in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Tvam Sarva Papyebhyo Mokshayishyami Mahashachah. So he says, thus I bow down to Krishna and I honestly and unpretentiously cry for Krishna's mercy so that I can be relieved of all the sinful reactions and engage in Krishna's service wholeheartedly, completely. So he says, this is actually the mood with which the living entity should approach Krishna. When the living entity is found to be honest and sincere and he unpretentiously cries for Krishna's shelter and seeks relief from Maya's engagement, at that time Krishna takes notice of his prayer and picks him up and engages him in devotional service. So he condemns five things in his Sharanagati prayers. He says, hell with my birth, hell with my high birth, hell with my so-called education. And he also says, hell with my fame of the family, which I am often very proud of. Because people are generally proud of their high birth and their glory of their family and their high erudite learning. So in this way he condemns actually different aspects of his life. He says, what is the use of all these things? Because I have not engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. Just like that song which Narottamadas Thakur sang, Hari, Vifale Janamuna Janamagoainu. Oh my dear Lord, I have wasted my life uselessly in so many varieties of material activities. And I have not developed taste for the divine couple, Sri Radha and Krishna. So this kind of lamentation by the Lord's pure devotee is also a sign of his great longing to meet the Lord, which increases his remembrance of the Lord very fervently. But for the conditioned souls, these prayers are very apt and very fitting to be remembered, to be prayed, and to be contemplated, reflected upon, so that they can approach the holy name with the proper attitude. Because the holy name will manifest by itself whenever the Lord wishes. But the devotee can prepare the ground appropriately. Just like, we can sow the seed, we can prepare the ground so that the rains may come. When the rains come, then the crop will grow. So this is one of the ways to prepare one's heart for approaching the Lord with appropriate nature of humility. So the most important aspect of this humility is it should be unpretentious, and it should be honest, and it should be sincere, and it should be coming from the heart, breaking through the material coverings of gross and subtle coverings. It should come from the soul, and it should be placed at the feet of Krishna. Then the holy name will very easily manifest in the heart of a devotee. Harinam Prabhu ki.